Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. From the reading was just read to you, I'd like for you to, for a minute, picture with me Joshua preparing for his battle at Jericho. Can imagine him kind of walking around thinking, let's see, if I put Issachar and Zebulun over here, well, they might fight with each other, so I better rearrange this a little bit. And Judah, I want him to kind of lead. And he's figuring out his battle plan late at night, it seems. And all of a sudden, a man stands in front of him, opposite him, or kind of opposing him. Confronting, I guess, is the word today. And he says, are you on our side or theirs? And this happens to be the angel of the Lord. And he answers, no. That's a good answer, isn't it? Are you on our side or theirs? No. That's better than the NIV, and some of them have neither. Just plain no. But the prince of the host of the Lord, of Yahweh, I am. And this tomorrow, or when we do this, is going to be my battle. And so the question, Joshua, isn't are you on our side or theirs, but are you on my side? Then this is how you're going to do it. March around the city each day, once a day. Kind of dumb. And then the last day, seven times around, with seven priests blowing seven shofars, seven ram's horns. And that's how you're going to do it. And now, this is the point of all this. Is that life and death and ministry and studies are all God's work. And he sends his angel, the prince, not the real guy who does it, but the prince of the army of Yahweh, of the Lord. He wins the battle. He does the battle. There is the battle. First against hell. And of course, he makes heaven. And it's this person here. Don't tell without in the parish that you have a crucifix. We had a big battle in our church over one. But he does it here. Wins this battle. What did you do to hell? You have to climb on his side. Secondly, there is a battle against death. And now you ask, we might ask, are you on our side or on his side? On their side. And he says, no. I take the battle against death myself by rising from the dead and giving resurrection. Life everlasting, whole new bodies, spiritual ones at that.
Whatever they are.
But you can count on the fact that they'll be wonderful. I take on guilt. The guilt that brings on death. The guilt of your past. You know, all those dead bodies behind you as you walk along? All the people that you've hurt, all the wrongs that you've done? I take all that that you can't handle. And I take on your sin, your daily struggle with greed and pride and envy and lust and anger and bitterness and all those things that you can't handle. I take on that battle. And so the message today is from the angel there, okay, guys, join up. Join up with me. I'm going to win this battle. I'm taking on Jericho. I'm taking on all the things that you can't do. And all I ask for you is to, and this being a political year, ride on my coattails. I'm going to do it all. I'm going to do your church. I'm going to do your ministry. I'm going to do all the things that you need, and I'm going to do your life. All I ask for you is to join up with the Prince of the Army of Yahweh. Now, we don't want to do that. We don't like it that way. We still ask Joshua's question. Are you on our side or on theirs? In other words, I'm still in charge of this battle of my life. I'm doing okay. Lord, I'm doing your work. I'm going to the seminary. I left behind kith and kin. I'm old, so I say old things like that. I've left behind all kinds of stuff. Lord, notice, I have to go over to the clothes place and get clothes, to the food pantry to get food. Look at me, Lord. I may be even giving up a lucrative job to become a poor pastor. Sometimes, probably worse than that, is that when we start to do our ministry, we think of, in our lives, we think of it as my battle, my life, my war, my church, my ministry, my teaching position, my student position, my thing. Every last one of us. And it is an arrogant thing, an arrogant sin, that we ask, are you with me? Lord, where are you? Are you for me or not? I'm doing this hard work for you. Are you with me? Isn't it an arrogant question? Arrogance is what led Eve on the wrong path, and Adam, and the rest of us. Arrogance leads to the sin, guilt, death, hell. And we can't handle it. Only God can. Only God does the battle, all alone, by sending a son of all places, on a cross. Believe it or not, without your help. Without your help. And he forgives you and me. Without our help. And now he asks us as we go out in the church, to ministry, to our lives, to our families, to our studies, to everything. Are you with me or with them? No. I'm the prince of the army of Yahweh. Hop on. Hop on. Amen.